Yes.
Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your area, and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, or work or volunteer for a political campaign?
No.
Okay. Since you your answer was no to those questions, we can proceed to the survey, which we are really appreciative for you to participate in.
Cut to the chase. You're about to lose me. Let's go.
Sure. Which political party are you registered with?
Republican.
Okay. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? Are you definitely going to vote? Are you very likely going to vote? Somewhat likely? Not very likely.
Likely. Very likely.
Thank you. What age group do you belong to? Between 18 and 45? Between 46
65 and over.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
Things in Florida in
yes.
the right direction. Right direction.
Okay, thank you. For the following, which set of issues are most important to you and your family right now? So I'm going to go down the list, and then you can tell me which one of those is more important to you and your family. The first one being constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment. Next, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration. Next, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. Next, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights. Next, economic issues like taxes and government spending. Next, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn. And the final one, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs.
Constitutional and political.
Thank you. Would you now, now you would be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. Okay, first person is Kerry Baker.
Don't know her.
Okay, next person, David Jordan.
Nope.
You don't never heard of that person?
Don't know. Don't know
okay.
that person.
Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, Nan Cobb.
I do not know.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
Favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. And next person, Eddie Owens.
Owens?
Yes.
Do
Eddie,
not know him.
I'm sorry, Addie Owens.
No, still don't.
Okay. Keith Foreigner. Foreigner.
No, don't know him.
Okay. What about Mark Jordan?
Don't know him.
And Anthony Sabatini?
I've seen the sign, but so I would have, but have no opinion.
Thank you. And the last one here, Mike Levine.
No opinion.
Okay, thank you, sir. Next, now, if the Republican primary election for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th, were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? And we have Addie Owens, Mike Levine, Nan Cobb, and Keith Foreigner.
Now, I would have no choice yet at this point. I would probably do research between then and now and make a decision.
Okay, thank you. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has, and these are your options, gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
Gotten worse.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? And we have two opinions here. I'm going to read both, and then you can tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. The first one says, bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and fight for conservative principles. The second opinion says, bipartisanship is a good thing, and when Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government.
First one.
Thank you. And which of these two comes closest to your opinion about President Joe Biden? Two opinions. I'm going to read them both. First says, Joe Biden's debate performance proves what we knew all along. He has a severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself. And after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Second opinion, while I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I am somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and is not capable of being president.
Oh, that's a tough one. The first one I agree with in theory, but I do not care for him to be prosecuted.
Okay. Thank you, sir. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County's property appraiser has been in the news recently. Currently, property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a write-in candidate instead of a Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of a tax collector, David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? And again, we have two opinions here. First one says, Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filled as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them would have faced off in a primary and Republicans would have decided the election. Baker was trying to pull a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. The second opinion says, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censored by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this.
First one.
Thank you. Next, if you knew the following statements about a candidate were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each would make it no difference, you can indicate that as well. So I'm going to read a statement, and then you can tell me if that statement makes you much more likely to vote for that person or much less likely to vote for that person, or it makes no difference. The first statement says, a candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is acting like a tyrant.
I've lost track. I disagree with that. Is that where we're headed?
Okay, so you would say much less likely to vote for that person.
The person who said it, yes.
Yeah,
yes, I would not vote for that person.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, next one. A candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
Probably would not, yeah, it would be a negative response.
Okay, you also have, so you basically have these choices. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference. So that would be probably somewhat less likely, you would say?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Next one, a candidate who is endorsed by a group that spent hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
Less likely.
Much less or somewhat less?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
Probably neutral.
Okay, thank you. Next one, a candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton, Greenlee, and Gary Borders.
Very likely to support them, yes.
Okay, very likely. Okay. Next one, a candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
Neutral.
Neutral, okay, thank you. Next, a candidate who had a line placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
Probably slightly negative.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who is a 35-year resident of Lake County and is a lifelong conservative Republican?
Very likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who only recently became a Republican and did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary?
Probably would support, but not to the extreme.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars?
Neutral.
Thank you. What about a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports businesses hiring illegal immigrants?
Moderately negative.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums?
That would be very negative.
Okay, thank you. What about a candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress?
Very likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who is bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in an effort to buy a seat in state government?
Is it his money?
It doesn't say that. Hey, it doesn't say if it's his money or not.
It doesn't say that, I know.
Yeah.
That would make a difference. That would make a difference.
That would make a difference. So you're neutral on that one. Okay, thank you. And the last one on this section, a candidate who has owned a small business, I'm sorry, who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
Very likely.
Okay. Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish the survey, okay? Just for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative? Conservative, okay. And you would say a somewhat conservative or a very conservative person?
Very.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you, sir. And do you consider yourself a pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion?
I am completely neutral.
Okay. Okay, well, that concludes our survey, sir. Thank you very much for your participation. We greatly appreciate it, okay? You have yourself a great night.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.